Dr. Van Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. I've been right here in the Miami Valley for over 40 years, right here behind this marvelous microphone, WHIO, for over 30 years. It's truly an honor to be with you. Our goal, our mission, our purpose is to help you get healthier. Yes, there are things you can do to improve your health. Definitely things you can do to be healthier than you were yesterday, even last year. And I'm on this path with you. We're all trying to be healthy. We're all trying to do the best we can. And I'm going to give you some ideas today, some things that you can do, which will help you if you choose. And I'm located in Royal Swiss Village, right here on Far Hills Avenue. And I've got a couple great doctors that work with us. Dr. Andrew Dyer, who is board certified in acupuncture, and he's board certified in nutrition, like I am. And he's been with us now for over 20 years, a phenomenal doctor, and I've talked about some of his cases. In fact, I have presented his cases at national conferences, oncology conferences. He's got some cases that are absolutely, absolutely incredible. They even astound oncologists. And I've shared them. I've shared those actually during this radio show over the years. And we've got Dr. Natalie Yaley, an expert in thermography. And she's been with us over 10 years. She's certified in thermography. And she reads those thermograms. And thermography is a safe, natural, painless, touchless breast scan. And when you combine that with blood work, you got a great idea of what's happening in your body. You see, you don't just, boom, get breast cancer. And a mammogram is okay, but it tells you when you have cancer. Thermography actually has been shown, it's been in use for over 30 years, that it can predict cancer 15 to 20 years before you get it. The changes that need to be made for you to even develop cancer take years. And you'll see signs of that if you understand how to read it, like Dr. Yaley does, that you can avoid those things. When the numbers start going up on your in your thermogram, there are things that she can do that we can do to help you improve the health of your body and the breast too. And those numbers will come back down. And we also combine that with blood tests that can indicate breast cancer and other cancers as well. Now, let me just say for the record, because I know when I say that, there's some doctors and oncologists, maybe nurses, kind of get a little crazy on that. I know, medically speaking, you can't diagnose cancer from a blood test. However, if these blood tests, like the CA2729, which is the most common tumor marker of breast cancer, if we're doing just a blood test, medically speaking, I cannot say that you have breast cancer. If it's elevated, I can't say you have breast cancer, but if it's elevated, it is always pathological. It is always pathological if it's elevated. Now, if you, the only way to tell, medically speaking, is with a biopsy. And then if the biopsy is positive, what test do they use to determine course of treatment? And successive treatment, yeah, the CA2729. Yeah, the CA2729, they just don't have it yet that you can diagnose it from it, but it's coming, where all you need to do is a blood test to diagnose breast cancer. Because if it's elevated and you're a medical doctor, you cannot say they don't have breast cancer. In fact, it more than likely is breast cancer. When you consider that right now, one out of every seven women are going to get breast cancer. Breast cancer is one of the fast-growing cancers in women. One out of seven women will get breast cancer. So if it's elevated, it's pretty much a good bet. So what we recommend, I know what Dr. Yaley recommends, Dr. Dyer recommends, is get a thermogram to see if the environment is developing into the right mode to develop cancer, and do a blood test to see what's happening. To see what's happening. In fact, it's good to get a baseline test as soon as possible, not just for breast cancer, but what I call a baseline test for everything. The baseline test that I do about every 8 months, at least once a year, includes a cancer panel, which when combined with our foundational panel will detect about 90 to 95% of all cancers you can get and the most common ones. And then a heart, we do a heart panel I put together several years ago based on the Cleveland Heart Labs panel. We modified it. I modified it just a bit. They were missing a test. I thought it was very important. Heart disease and cancer, the number one and two leading causes of death. And so I want to check my score. I want to see where I'm at. Would you ever play a game? Like, do you think University of Dayton plays basketball games and football games and wait until the last minute to check the score? Do you think that'd be a wise thing if the scoreboards were off and there were no time, just people playing, and you didn't know how much time is left, you didn't know what the score was, would that be a fun game to watch? And how would you know? Well, that's how most people treat their body. They think, well, it doesn't matter till the end of the game, till the end of my life, it doesn't matter. Well, yeah, if you'd have checked the score regularly, you would be able to make some changes to avoid serious problems later. For instance, suppose you have cancer. Let's say at CA2729 for breast cancer. Now, the clinical range is 38. Once you're over 38, you have medically cancer. Below 38, you don't. But suppose that 3 years ago you had a blood test done, the CA2729, and it was 12. It's never zero. Why? Because we are all fighting cancer every day. Research shows anywhere from 100 to 1,000 possibilities of cancer every day. And when you consider you have billions of cells that get replicated every day, billions of cells that gets replicated every day, billions, is any surprise that maybe 100 or 1,000 would be a little bit wonky? No. But your body is generally healthy enough to identify it, take care of the process, and it goes on day after day. Okay, there's a few weird cells get made out of the billions, but your body finds them, takes care of it. But what happens if your body gets a little weak? But let's say you got 12 one year, 12 3 years ago. You did it 2 years ago, and it was at 18. You did it last year, and it's at 25. And you just did it, it's at 35. Now, is the medical profession worried about that? That increase? No. No, they're not. Because it's not over 38. They can't treat it until it's over 38. You have to wait till the number gets high enough. It's like I hear patients talk about their medical doctor says, well, we're headed toward leukemia and lymphoma, but it's not bad enough to treat yet, so we're just watching and waiting. What are you watching and waiting for? Oh, for it to get bad enough to use chemo or medical treatments to treat it. I think that's ridiculous. So if you're at 35 and you go to someone like us, Take Two Healthcare, Dr. Dyer, Dr. Yaley, they can test you. And we can very, very, very commonly get those numbers to go down. So maybe in 2 months, instead of 35, they're back down to 15. Would you be happier there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what we're talking about. The earlier you find a problem, the easier it is to fix unless damage can be done. Easier to fix. In the beginning, when it's just creeping up a little bit, we knock it back down with some vitamins, maybe a dietary change, and it's easy to take care of. So would you rather wait till the end of the game and go to all kinds of heroics of chemo and radiation and surgery and all this pain, horrific pain? That's the medical term for a lot of side effects from cancer therapy are horrific. That's the word I've read in MedPage, horrific side effects. Or would you rather just, find it when it's creeping up a little bit, take a few vitamins, tighten up your diet a little bit, and watch it go back down? Well, that's what I'm doing. My numbers aren't perfect. Nobody's got perfect numbers. But I'm keeping an eye on it. I'm checking a score. Why are you? And so we do a cancer panel. We do a foundational test that checks system functions, kidney, liver, pancreas, thyroid, diabetes, electrolytes, minerals, infections, inflammations, those kind of things. And then we look for cancer panel, heart panel, a hormone panel. And we just started doing last year a longevity neurological panel, which includes chemical toxins and your amyloid beta plaques and those like that, which are associated with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and also heart disease. And so we want to look at these numbers and get a good baseline. We want to make sure everything is where it should be. And, you know, I know that people spend, you know, work really hard to save lots and lots of money for retirement. And they save lots and lots of money, and they chintz on their health. They get really cheap. Oh, I don't want to spend money on my health. If insurance doesn't cover it, Medicare doesn't cover it, I'm not going to pay for it out of my pocket. Okay, fine. And you're going to die because the purpose of Medicare and Medicaid is not to keep you healthy. It's to treat your disease once you have it. Oh, yeah, they send out these little kits, free kits, to people like me on Medicare. Basically, they're hoping to get more business from that. And what I'm saying, if you would go to an expert like we are at Take Two Healthcare Center, truly, some problems, even critical, life-threatening, serious, end-stage problems, have simple, safe solutions. And I've talked about cases. You can go to our website and read some of the cases. And but we've had them for years. People that have, that even I'm amazed, went into remission. But I want to back up here for a second. Actually, it's time for a break. So we got to take a break right now. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm Dr. Merkel. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. If you'd like to contact our office number is 937-433-3241. That's 3241. 3241. Or go to our website, take2healthcare.com. Take2healthcare.com. And we'd love to help you in your quest for better health and maybe help you avoid critical life-threatening health problems too. Now, there's an article in the American Academy of Pediatrics. A new study came out at the annual pediatrics meeting. And they're talking about allergies. And some of the key points of the American Academy of Pediatrics stance on food allergies, they want to emphasize the importance of early introduction of allergenic foods to reduce allergy risk. They recommend exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months because that breast milk is obviously the primary source of nutrients to build the strong immune system in a very young baby. That is the best food by far. And then it says patients should introduce common allergens like peanuts and eggs around 4 to 6 months based on individual risk factors. And now introducing, obviously you're not going to feed your kids a tablespoon or a teaspoon of peanut butter. You know, just going to be a little bit, you know, just a little taste on it just to get their bodies used to it. Start working it slow. And it's like the child has to learn how to walk. So they're going to fall. And they're short to the ground, so they don't fall very far. And so they have to learn how to walk. Well, the immune system, your allergy system, has to learn how to deal with its environment. And so if you do a little exposure, the body gets used to it, responds properly. Just like the baby is going to crawl first, and then it's going to stand wobbly, and then slowly it's going to develop. And same with the immune system, it has to develop the same way, slowly. You're not going to bombard it with, you know, a whole jar of peanut butter. You're not going to bombard it with all these foods. You're just going to do maybe peanuts one day, a couple days later, do a little egg and those kind of things, and slowly work them in. Don't bombard them all at once, and don't do too much. Too much of anything can create an allergy. Too much of anything can create an allergy. So if you think you got problems, think about what food you eat all the time. And that might be a problem. That might be a problem. I used to eat tomatoes. I used to eat tomatoes like 2 or 3 times a day for breakfast with my eggs, maybe a sandwich or something at lunch, and then tomatoes at dinner. And I started having a little swelling in my ankles. And I thought, huh. And so now they're called nightshades, but I just decided to stop all tomatoes. Somebody, a doctor, you know, said, why don't you just try stopping it? And so I thought, oh, I can't stop tomatoes because I eat them all the time. You know, how can I do without tomatoes? But I did, and I can't believe I felt better. overall, my fluid retention went down. I just felt overall better. You might think, oh, I got to have that cup of coffee. Well, that might be making you feel bad. Oh, I got to have my tomatoes or broccoli, and even my apple. I had a lady who had lupus, who had developed an allergy to apples. Now, it's not a permanent allergy, because once you stop and let your body's immune system reset, you'll be able to go back to eating apples. Just don't eat a whole apple or two or three apples every day. An apple cider is concentrated apples. So you're getting multiple effect when you are doing apples. I mean, when you're doing apple cider. So you want to be careful about that. It's time for a break. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. If you'd like help with your health problems, or you'd like to get what I call the baseline testing, which I highly encourage you to do. How much is it? If it were to keep you or avoid you getting cancer, heart disease, kidney, or liver disease, what would you pay for that? Maybe there's a history of cancer in your family, or a history of kidney or liver disease or diabetes. What would it be worth? $10,000 a year? Would it be worth that to avoid it? Would it be worth, I don't know, maybe $3,000? Yeah, about $3,000 a year is what it'll take to get the testing done and really give you a report and see what's happening. Toxins in your environment, heavy metals, chemical toxins that you don't know are there could be poisoning your system, and you don't know. And you don't know. Really, you don't know until you test. And there's an article that presented, and it says a grand slam in pancreatic cancer, and it says, and the title, a grand slam in pancreatic cancer, and the title then goes on, a novel pill doubles survival. Wow, that's huge. Double survival. And this was in MedPage. And it says results were hailed as a game-changing breakthrough in the treatment of pancreatic cancer. And the overall survival and progression-free survival basically doubled. Wow, that's huge. And but the overall survival, okay, so what do you think when they say it progression-free and overall survival, game-changing, grand slam, what do you think? What do you think? I mean, really, what do you think if you hear something? If your doctor said you got pancreatic cancer, generally most people only live a few months, maybe a year or so, but we just hit a grand slam. We just hit a grand slam on treatment for pancreatic cancer. What would you think? Well, here we are. Here we are. The overall survival reached 13.2 months with this Daraxonrasib versus chemotherapy. So with chemotherapy, you live 6.6 months. With chemotherapy and these drugs, you survived. Notice the terminology, OS. Overall survival is a term. They're not saying quality of life. They just said you didn't die yet. 6.6 months with chemotherapy, 13.2 months with chemotherapy and the drug. Wow, I think that's pretty pathetic. And they go on to talk about how they've got results that were never seen in previously treated pancreatic cancer. And the chief medical officer says it's a home run. No, I'd actually say it's a grand slam. Look how low the standards are for medical success. And is that what the public really perceives when they hear such a statement? And again, if a doctor said new treatment is a grand slam, who's going to question that? They're going to think they're going to be cured and they're going to live many more years in great health. No, it just means you didn't die for another 6 months. And I think that's horrible, actually. So for an extra 6 months or 3 months, are you delaying death or extending life? What's the quality of life? Quality of life during those extra 6 months? They don't tell that. Expense. It's likely the government insurance will not pay for it all. It's going to lead to bankruptcy. You know what the leading cause of bankruptcy is in the United States? Medical bills. Now, they'll tell you something crazy like, oh, you can't put a price on your health. Yeah, right. They do. They know for every diagnosis of cancer, it's worth about $1 to $1.5 million. Yeah, they say you can't put a price on your health. Yeah, but they do. Oh, yeah. So here's this. Would you pay $100,000 out of your pocket to delay dying for 6 months? Oh, they know it's terminal. But would you pay $100,000 to delay dying for 6 months? Would you pay $100,000 for your mother, for your father, for your children? Knowing that it is terminal, knowing that it is absolutely terminal, and you may delay dying for 6 months. So would you pay $100,000 to watch your family member, parent, sibling, spouse, child to live in agony, survive for six more months? Who would do that? Who would do that? What would it be worth? Why would you do that? Just delaying death. But that is what medical doctors, this group, called a grand slam. Well, you know something? If you don't do any medical treatment for pancreatic cancer, you're going to live about the same period of time. And at the end, I mean, you'll probably feel, you're going to have some pain, not going to feel good. Probably just as bad, you might feel just as bad as if you're on chemotherapy and this other drug. And there were a lot of side effects of these drugs. I'm not going to mention here. But there were side effects of drugs. Some couldn't tolerate them. But if you don't do anything, you're going to live several months. And there have been some patients over the years. Now, I don't see a lot of pancreatic cancer, but I've seen some. And there are, now listen carefully, I had patients been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer that have gone into remission. I'm not saying a cure to cancer because I don't treat cancer. We treat the patient. And here it is. If you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. And that's why we've seen end-stage cancers, even pancreatic cancer, go into remission. Now, medically, they'll call these are spontaneous remission. It just seems like a lot of people that we've seen and doctors that I've trained have an unusually high amount of patients that get spontaneous remission. So what do you think you should do? Well, if you have questions, give us a call. We're having a special vitamin sale right now at our clinic, Take Two Healthcare, but it's also a charity drive. People bring in food and things like that for local charity. People aren't quite as some people are having a harder time than what you probably are, and it's a time to donate some food to help these people who are less fortunate than what we are. And it's a time where you can stock up on some things. Now, there's some vitamins we use. I want to give you a little, some vitamins that we use for severe infection. And there's a couple of vitamins I put together years ago that virtually every one of our cancer patients are on these vitamins. And one is called SBN-IFM, Immune Food Mushroom. SBN, science-based nutrition, IFM, Immune Food Mushroom. All of our patients have cancer are on that vitamin. Now, that's not the only one. And I want to tell you that if you just take a protocol, I'm going to give you a good protocol here. You just take that. It's not going to hurt, but you might be missing some key things. We test for chemical toxins. We test for heavy metals. We test for other things that may be tearing down your body. So I can give you the best vitamins ever, but if you're being exposed to things that you are not even aware of, it's not going to work. That's why no matter how bad you are and how bad your kidney disease, your liver disease, your heart disease, whatever you've got, we test to make sure that we're putting your body in the best environment possible, that we are eliminating or reducing chemical toxins, heavy metal toxins, and we're providing the nutrients that your body desperately needs. And if we get that right, and it's amazing how often we do, your body gets stronger, your body gets healthier, and your body already knows how to fight disease and knows how to fix your kidneys and knows how to fix your liver. But you've got to do the whole thing. If you only do part of it, it's not going to work. And so for cancer, patients have cancer to boost their immune system. Immune Food Mushroom, SBN, Immune Food Mushroom. There's another product they put together that helps fight the immune system and boosts infection. It's called SBNCC. SBN, science-based nutrition, CC, curcumin complex. The curcumin complex has turmeric curcumin, a bioflavonoids, vitamin C, and bromelain. Those are all natural anti-inflammatories. Turmeric is tremendous. Oh, my gosh. There are so many studies on turmeric and cancer and so many other diseases and reducing inflammation. And I take SBNCC every day to keep, because I know I'm being exposed to inflammatory process. So I take that every day. I don't always do immune food mushroom, but if I'm not feeling great, I'll just take it. It's no harm in taking it anyway. But that would be one of the things I'd do. Now, for people who have infections, I might use oregano oil. For cancer or severe infection, then we use a product called lauricidin. It's called lauric acid, and it helps your bodies to boost the immune system. Then we're going to use Vitality C, a vitamin C that's specially buffered, which we can use high doses of, and it won't cause diarrhea or upset stomach. So those are some basic things that we use. Now, there's going to be, we're going to check your vitamin D. Maybe you're low in D. Maybe you need magnesium. Maybe you need whatever it is you need, B12. We're going to test you to make sure that your body is optimizing as much as possible. Say, it's time to take a break. If you'd like to contact our office, 433-3241. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm Dr. Merkel. We're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. If you'd like to contact us, 433-3241. It's 937-433-3241. Or go to Take-Two Healthcare. We'd love to help you with your health problem. Now, there's a, hopefully I can get time to get through this. There's a Christine Cotton, who is a whistleblower. And a whistleblower about the COVID vaccine. And her conclusion, she says, are catastrophic. And I'm quoting from her book here. Beyond the invalidity of the results due to errors or even manifest frauds, the Pfizer vaccine that the population received and that you received is not the one from the clinical trial with the 95% efficacy announced by all politicians, journals, and TV doctors. You administered a product for which there are, quote, absolutely no results, neither of efficacy nor of tolerance. This message is not intended to create sensationalism on a social network, but to inform you of one of the biggest manipulations that humanity has ever known. Well, she has died. She, right before she that came became public, it was well known what she was doing. She got extremely sick. And she had incredible pain that got so bad that she actually committed suicide. The pains that she had are very common with thallium toxicity. It's very possible, I'm speculating here, very possible she was poisoned, but the very symptoms she had would be, it's a Russian poison, but it is possible that she was poisoned by somebody. It seems highly suspect that with this big study coming out and that she fell incredibly ill right at the time. How sad. But the main thing is we were sold a bunch of lies about the COVID vaccine. So I'd say look carefully about what you're doing. Is there something else you could do instead? And I think there are. Myself, the people I work with, never got any vaccines, and we did just fine. I don't recommend vaccines. My daughters have not been vaccinated against anything ever, and I haven't taken any since I was a child. No flu shot, no pneumonia shot, no shingles, nothing, because your body's healthy. And if you have allowed your body to get sick when you're a child, your body's immune system is strong, and you're going to be much more resistant. In fact, the younger you are, the greater odds you have of getting cancer. The more vaccines you have, the greater the odds of getting cancer. Wow. We went through a lot today. I know this is a lot to put your mind around. I'm not trying to make you scared. There are times for medicine. There are times for drugs. If you're in an accident, there are certain conditions. Our medical system can be the best in some areas, but not all. And if you want a second opinion for whatever you've got, metabolically, and you want to try 2 weeks, and probably you have 2 weeks to try, or 2 months, give us a try. If we can help you, you'll see change within 2 weeks or 2 months, and we'd love to help you. Say, we're here every Saturday, 11 to noon. Our goal, our mission, to help you get healthier. Do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, eat an apple, pray for our country, and by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.